Don't tell anybody I said so, but it'd be a nice day to forget going to work, wouldn't it? 73 degrees and beautiful blue skies, low humidity. It'll be a nice day in the middle of our week. Tomorrow it gets worse again. Dude Walker at 7:53, and here's what's going on. What happened out at Dulles yesterday at the airport? Several thousand red carp and goldfish were found dead in the big lake near the parking lots. One theory is that the fertilizer that they used on the lawns there washed into the water during the recent heavy rainstorm. That's a shame. D.C. Council has given preliminary approval to a bill that includes Asians and Hispanics of European descent in the city minority contracting program. The $115 million program sets aside 25% of the value of city contracts for minority-owned firms. Seems only fair. D.C. Lottery Board will begin selling lottery tickets during the week of August 23rd. We've got a month to wait for prizes as big as $1 million. This morning's Post says the tickets will be sold at hundreds of locations throughout the district. Let's check what the ratings were in television last week. And it looks like ABC and CBS doing all right. In the top 10, only one NBC show. That was Hill Street Blues coming in at number 10. Top 5 include House Calls at number 5. Number 4, Trapper John. Number 3, 60 Minutes. The Jeffersons at number 2. Number 1 game and number 1 show was the number 1 game All-Star baseball game on ABC last week. In one California supermarket, you can do pretty well. A checkout stand slot machine, right, gives shoppers a chance at free groceries. Of course, it's always a crapshoot anyway. Anytime you go to the grocery store, the device is activated by the cash register. When the door opens, the machine whirls into action, and you get a single cherry. It could mean 10 cents off the bill, but you get three Jack-O-Lux. You get a free bag of groceries. I like that idea. And here's something else that's kind of a gamble. What's going on with the Capitals? Yesterday, Abe Pollin at his press conference, and he said he may fold the team, which has drained him of $20 million in the last 8 seasons, unless 4 conditions are met, including selling 7,500 season tickets in the next 30 days. So that little bit of blackmail came from Abe Pollin, but it could mean the Capitals will stay if we can only help support them. Orioles lost last night 7-4. Earl Weaver wasn't there to see the loss because he's been fined $2,000 and suspended for 7 days because he made physical contact with an umpire. Nothing new for Earl. He probably thinks it was worth the money. Here's our CompuWeather for this beautiful Wednesday.
Bright sunshine, less humidity, and more comfortable today. The high temperature around 88. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 72. Hazy sunshine, warmer and more humid by tomorrow afternoon, the high 89. Friday, partly cloudy, chance for a brief shower or a thunderstorm. High temperatures well up in the 80s to around 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Joe Rayo with CompuWeather for WPGC.
Current Washington temperature, 73 degrees at WPGC. Have you heard? Washington is number 15 out of 40 metro areas in air quality. L.A. is still the dirtiest. 7:56 on PDC.
Israel says they're having a floor sale in Evansville, Indiana, where basketball is a town passion. University of Evansville been auctioned off to raise money for a new floor, but they didn't come up with enough money. Business people say they'll make up the difference. I'm Mary Margaret Myers, ABC Contemporary News.